Hello, this is Jolynn Braley, the FAT release coach, which boils down to being a permanent weight loss coach and mentor. And right now, I'm here on the call with one of my awesome clients. Her name is Holly. Right now, she's calling in from Bucharest, Romania. We started out this whole journey together. Holly was in Scotland. She's actually from the United States. I really applaud Holly for the fact that, you know, nothing has stopped her in doing this journey, and I just think it's so cool that right now you're here on the line calling in from Bucharest. So welcome to the call, Holly.
Hi, Jolynn.
Hi. Thanks so much for being here. And I would love to hear from you, since you have just completed this process, this journey to stop hiding behind the fat, to get out of your own way, to achieve permanent success with you, with how you deal with food, with your weight, with all of that good stuff. What was your biggest challenge with the food and weight topic before we ever met?
Well, I have been a food binger for, about 30 years, more probably, and I'd binge and then think I was over it, and then it would come back. And I'm not hugely overweight, or I wasn't hugely overweight, but I, you know, went through being thin and being fat. But the biggest problem was binging, making myself sick, and not being able to control what I ate, either eating way too much or nothing at all.
Mm-hmm. And back then, Holly, how did that feel to live like that, to live in that struggle for 30 or more years? How did that feel?
Well, I felt hopeless a lot of the time in relationship to my food problem. I just didn't see a way out. I tried to get help before through various groups or individuals, and nothing really seemed to work for me for long term.
Mm-hmm.
And physically, I mean, half the time I was really sick throughout the day, just feeling nauseous or starving myself. So I never was feeling really great.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to emphasize, though, that was the old Holly. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah. And in fact, even talking about that now, I don't like to talk about it. I don't like to bring back the negative because I'm feeling so great now. And I really feel like I've changed my eating behavior for the better. And it's been easy.
Well, good. And that's what I'd love to hear more about, just specifically. So what is that like for you now that you've gone through this step-by-step proven system to permanent weight loss and maintenance, and you've come out on the other end? Of course, we got to emphasize that you did the work, you know, you did do the action steps to get to where you are. This wasn't by magic, correct?
That's right. That's
yeah.
Right. With your weekly assignments, I did them. I did the work. And but the thing that was not that didn't take effort was stopping myself from eating. The assignments took effort,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't a struggle to do the assignments. But it certainly wasn't a struggle to clean up my eating behavior. It was easy.
Mm.
That part was easy.
So then, when I write about it being struggle free, I promote struggle free weight loss and all of that. Would you please share? Is that really true? What's really your experience with that?
That is absolutely true, and I think when we first talked, we had some emails going back and forth about that is impossible, that it could be without struggle, or that could be without effort, and you emphasize struggle, because it does take effort, but it has been struggle-free, meaning that if I did the weekly assignments, which I would say it didn't come easy for me in the beginning, but once I got into the rhythm of them and the habit of doing them, the eating behavior, correcting my eating behavior, was struggle-free, and
mm-hmm.
that is the truth. It was
mm-hmm.
not It was not a struggle.
Yeah. And when you say that it took some effort for you in the beginning to do different things as far as the exercises, the assignments that you were given to do, that makes a lot of sense, though, doesn't it? Because you have to do something different to get different results.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, it was a matter of kind of getting into the swing of things, you know, getting into the routine, taking the challenge, really taking the challenge upon myself, deciding for sure that this was it. And about the second week, I kind of tuned in and decided, oh, yeah, this is really it. And I, you know, jumped on board, and it was an amazing process, and it was a lot of fun, too.
Good, good. And I applaud you, and I congratulate you for, again, you know, taking the action. It's so easy to just keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, but just like Einstein said, that's the definition of insanity, to continue to do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result.
Right.
You have to actually do something different to get a different result, and if you've been doing something like you had been for over 30 years, this overeating and the binging and abusing yourself, it makes a lot of sense that to do something so different so that then you could easily change how you were eating, that, yeah, it would be different and you would have to actually apply yourself.
That's right. And be open to new techniques. And that's what I liked about your program. It was fun because I never knew what to expect next.
It
was
a
new tech. Yeah, there were things I had never done before, but they were fun to do. They really caught my imagination, and it was a fun program, and it was things I had never done before. So I guess that's why I got new results.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say that. I guess that's why you got new results. It's because that is why you got new results.
Right.
But what do you say about that? I mean, you're the one living the experience.
Yeah, I got brand new struggle-free results because I dared jump in and do exactly what you told us. And, you know, regardless of what I'd learned before, regardless what I knew about weight loss, I jumped in and I did what you told us. I did new things. I got new results.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how does that feel to be living those results now?
I feel great. I feel great. I can go shopping. I like what I look like. I'm not over judgmental about what I look like. I feel good about myself. I like myself, and I enjoy taking care of myself. That's something else that I got from this course, is I'm realizing it takes time to take care of yourself, but it's fun. You know, you've got to shop in order to have clothes that you look good in. You can't expect to wear the same clothes all the time as they wear out and still look good.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to, you know, you've got to, it's just like, you know, you got to keep your hair cut. You've got to do your makeup. You have to take care of your body. You have to plan your food. It's the same thing. It's all part of taking care of oneself.
Mm-hmm. And when it's struggle-free, though, what's the big deal?
Right. I mean, it is, it's enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Holly, for that woman who's listening to this right now who can relate to you, and she's very smart like you are, very strong, spiritual, and she's an action taker like you, but she's living in that pain and that hopelessness where you used to be, that pain of, you know, she feels like she can't stop eating, and this ongoing struggle and this back and forth thing of, you know, binging and then starving and then this ongoing cycle, and she's stuck in it, and she's listening to you and thinking, wow, that's cool for her that she got that, but, you know, how do I know that I could do the same thing? How do I know that this process, this step-by-step proven system that Holly went through with Jolynn's mentoring, how do I know that that would even work for me? And she's so stuck in that muckmire of feeling so bad that it's really, you know, it's not only frustrating, but it's a real challenge for her to see her way out. What if you could, if you had her in front of you right now and you could look her in the eye, what would you say to her? What would you, and you know what this would almost be like is talking to the old you.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to this woman who desperately needs help, but of course she's the only one that can reach out to get that help? What would you say to her?
I would look at her and say that you do need help. Don't fool yourself and think you can do it on your own, number one. And number two, think about how much money you've already put out for diets. And I guarantee you, based on my results, that this will work for you if you just, if you follow what Jolene says and jump into it, you know, with all your might and get in there and get ready to have fun. It will make you feel better immediately. So you may still be binging for the first week or so, but with Jolene's program, you feel better immediately. And that was the key for me. I realized that I wasn't feeling good. I wasn't feeling happy. And with Jolene's program, you will feel better immediately. And I would say, do it. It's just the best thing that I have found, and it works.
Cool. What does that feel like? Because if, like I said, that would be very much like you talking to the old you. What does that feel like to be in this place of power that you're in now, and this confidence that you have, Holly,
mm-hmm.
and to be able to speak those words and offer that powerful message to that woman out there who's where you used to be? What does that feel like to you?
Well, right now I'm realizing that someone else might doubt what I'm saying because I'm a doubter, and it took me a long time to find Jolene. But I would just say, look, you're smart. You know that nothing good happens unless you take a risk. You're going to have to take a risk. But if it doesn't work for you, it will be because you didn't follow the program. That's the bottom line. It will work for you. There's no, I mean, I'm a real hard case. It works.
And Holly, you're so cool because you said, oh, as I'm saying this, I'm realizing that somebody, if they're like me, they're going to doubt it. But,
yeah.
But is it really true that you are still a doubter, or is it true that you now know that words do not teach, only experience teaches, which is really the truth for you now?
Yeah, only experience teaches. You can't. In other words, if I'm still talking to this woman that needs my help and needs my advice,
mm-hmm.
I would say, yeah, I can try to talk you into it, you know, for days on end. But unless you do it, unless you experience it, anything I say won't have any effect on you anyway. So
right.
I say jump in.
And
if you're smart, you'll do it.
Yep. If you're smart, you'll do it. And it does take trust, doesn't it? It takes trust in yourself, and it takes some courage because it is very different. And, you know, we're not talking about just some little diet or some magic pill or quick fix or anything. This is core transformation. This is going to the heart of things. This is really, you know, permanent transformation so that you get those results like you've gotten where, wow, the easiest thing was changing my eating behaviors.
Yeah, that's right. That was it just happened. That's
mm-hmm.
the part that just happened. So that's right. If people have to take the risk, but as I said before, nothing really great will happen to you unless you take risks in life. And this is one of the risks that's worth taking. I mean, you know, you're talking to someone that has has already done it. And I am a hard case. I mean, this has been a problem for me for 30 years. So, and this is the best I felt about my diet in 30 years.
This is what?
This is the best I've felt about my diet in 30 years. I mean, I've been happy in the last 30 years, but about my eating and my diet, this is the best I've felt in 30 years.
Mm-hmm. So when you're saying you're a hard case, are you? What exactly does that mean?
That means I'm really, really, really stubborn. And I haven't done a lot of diet programs because I always kind of poo-poo them, you know. I mean, I did Weight Watchers when I was in my 30s. But I haven't really gone on a lot of diets. I've kind of been on my own, you know, doing mm-hmm. kind of my own thing. So I'm very skeptical, very skeptical. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, Jolynne, what sold me is you. You were very positive, very forceful. The first interview we had was just such a positive experience. I thought, hey, I am going to do this. Because mm-hmm. I could feel that the confidence that you had and the professionalism that you had. And it wasn't just like, you know, somebody that had received 2 weeks training and, like, you know, like you get at Weight Watchers, you know what I mean? You get somebody mm-hmm. that's very enthusiastic but really isn't trained. Mm-hmm. And I just felt that you were very positive but very very to point also. In other words, you could tell that you wouldn't let us get away with stuff. You know, you were very mm-hmm. serious and you knew the steps that we had to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my experience.
Did you find that to be true?
Yeah.
That I didn't let you get away with things?
that's very true, you know. Mm-hmm. That's true. And the whole thing that you went into about accountability. And, mm-hmm. you know, you didn't talk about yourself a lot, but the parts that you talked about were so important. Like you said that you were taking a course, and it wasn't until now when they made you accountable that you had been accountable, that mm-hmm. you'd kind of been floating through some of your courses. But this mm-hmm. course that you were taking now, at least when you wrote the part, it was in one of our action step outline, you said, mm-hmm. and until they, you know, held me accountable, I really wasn't as responsible as I should have been. So,
mm-hmm.
And that was something personal that you shared with us that I thought, hey, you know, that's right. And so those little personal touches that you put in too just really helped kind of turn me around. You know, the whole thing that it's now, be responsible now.
Mm-hmm.
This is when you have power. It's now. So,
yeah.
But you're what sold me, definitely.
Well, I'm very, very, very happy to have worked with you, and I'm also very happy that you brought up this point of personal responsibility
mm-hmm.
because in the end, even when you were sharing with this woman out there who's listening to this right now, who is feeling so bad and so, you know, she's in such pain and frustration and feeling so hopeless about her situation because she feels like she can't stop eating,
right.
The bottom line, it still all comes down to personal responsibility. And, you know, no one can make or help another person change unless they are willing to. And that's just how it is. No one could have done this work for you that you did, Holly. Your husband couldn't have done it for you. Your best friend, your mom, no one out there could have done this for you. You stepped up for you. You invested in you. You stood up at the times when you realized it was time to even go higher with your level of commitment to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You followed through for you.
Yeah.
You know, you are the one that took responsibility for you. You ponied up and you did it. You stepped up. And in the end, that's how it is for all of us. And that's what I was sharing with you with my story there, too. That, of course, I've had times when I haven't been held accountable in a coaching program, and it's very easy to just, you know, float by. But it doesn't, I know that would not have helped you get the results that you got, which is why you were held to such a high level of accountability and why you agreed to it, because, of course,
That's
you
right.
had to agree to it.
Right.
But Yeah, the whole thing, personal responsibility, personal responsibility, personal responsibility. There's absolutely no one out there who can hold you back from living in the body of your dreams, from changing your behaviors, from achieving a core transformation. It doesn't mean that the person who's listening to this right now knows how to do that. Obviously, if they knew how, then they wouldn't be listening to this, and they would be living the results. But the personal responsibility comes in that, you know, you have to be the one to step up and reach out for the help. And just like you did, you applied for the complimentary interview call. It's a, in fact, anyone who's listening to this, to get the results that Holly has gotten, the way that you'd go about that is you can go to stophidingbehindthefat.com/call, C-A-L-L, and fill out that form to apply for a complimentary getting acquainted call. And you can read all about that on that page. But that's exactly what you did, Holly. That's how you came to be here, and no one could have done that for you. So you deserve the congratulations and the applause for getting to where you've gotten. You didn't just sit there and meditate. You didn't just say, oh, please, somebody fix me. Somebody come and save me. No, you didn't. You got out there. You took action, and here you are. So congratulations to you.
Well, thank you. And I'm going to accept those congratulations. I'm feeling really good. But that's the other thing I wanted to emphasize is, yes, it's personal responsibility, but at the same time, you gave us tools that, number one, made us feel good immediately. I remember the very first assignment, I felt better immediately. So, you know, it's kind of, this program has everything. The thing that pushes you along, the things that make you feel better, you know, the fun things, the imaginary, you get to use your imagination and visualization and all of that. And it's a lot of fun along with work. So it was very much worth it.
And just to wrap up here, mm-hmm. How do you feel in your clothes now? What has happened with your body? How are you feeling about your progress?
My clothes are loose. I've had to go shopping because my clothes don't fit me anymore. And I am feeling really, really, really good. I mean, mm-hmm. I've never gone to a size 14 because I've never allowed myself, but I was, you know, way too fat for, I hate to use the word fat, but I was just too big for the 12 anymore. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, my 12s are just hanging on me. I'm into my size 10s, and I some of my 8s I can get into. So mm-hmm. I'm really happy, really content. But the best thing is that I feel good. I feel good, and I feel in control. You know, and it's great to have your clothes fit, but to know that you've changed a basic aspect of your character, I mean, mm-hmm. That's worth a lot,
mm-hmm.
a lot.
And is there any part of your life outside of the food and weight, any possible part of your life that changing that core part of your character has not impacted in a positive way?
No. I the way I think about things is a lot different. You know, the way I approach mm-hmm. my day, just the way that I talk about things. I'm talking positively about things. If I see myself kind of, you know, getting a little bit too critical of myself or someone else or something else, I get out of that. And it's getting to be automatic at this point. All aspects of my life are going better now. I just feel better.
Good. And one last question.
Mm-hmm.
You've had this transformation in your body, obviously in your mind, in your character, at the root of things. You've released this 30-year-old problem where you were binging out of control and all of this. I want to know, though, and I'm sure that the woman listening right now wants to hear this too, or the man, you know, that's okay too, of course. Do you feel deprived at all, Holly?
No.
Do you feel deprived in your eating?
No. I feel... In my eating, I feel fine. It's just kind of not an issue. I don't know how to explain it. It's, you know, I got to tell you, I'm in a hotel, and they just brought in a plate of chocolates and cookies. I walked around. I've been here for a couple of hours. I have not even thought about eating them. Is that that is weird for me? That is weird. And so, I just it's not an issue. It's not an issue, and that's the truth. And in my personal life, I just feel rich. I feel happy. I feel rich. I feel really good. But yeah, the food, just not an issue. And so I guess, no, I don't feel deprived. It's not an issue. I enjoy what I eat, but it's not, you know, my whole, everything I think about all day long, like I have in the past, you know, planning everything about what I was going to eat and then how I was going to replace it so no one would know that I was eating it.
Yeah. I'm glad you shared that because, you know, that's, that was very, do you want to share any more about that before we get off the call?
Well, you know, that's one of those, you know, negative things that I kind of don't like to go back to. But, yeah, that was the reality of my life. I mean, and it's not like America where you can know that you can go to the grocery store and find the thing to replace. So you have to search. So, but, yeah, so I felt like I wanted to not let people know what I was eating because I was eating so much. And I, you know, would go around and try to replace the food and really worry about being found out by, you know, my family, my husband, whatever. And but I got to tell you, the way I got over that is I started this course. I started feeling better. And in the beginning, you know, my eating patterns were pretty much, you know, the same. I was still binging. I know I wrote to you, Jolynn, I said I'm still binging. But I stood up to my thoughts of being so afraid of letting people know what I was doing. And I just thought, if anybody brings it up, I'll just say, yeah, you know, I'm having problems with that. So I, that's another thing this course did for me is kind of stand up to my fears. Because, you know, if I was binging, I was binging. You know, so what? That's me. That's where I am, you know? And that relief came almost immediately, you know. Even though I was binging, I was able to share it better with those around me. And it also kind of it became less of an issue. So, yeah. So, yeah, that's my ugly past. Searching for food on all seven continents.
And isn't it cool, though, that it is in the past, but just by sharing it right now, someone else will be able to relate to that.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, wow, if she can do it, then I can do it.
Yeah, and you know what? You can do it. It's you hear this all the time, but if I can do it, anybody can do it. So, yeah, and I'm not really ashamed of saying that I did that in the past. That's where I was. And to anybody out there, if you're doing that now, it's what you do, you know, and I'm sure you do lots of great things too. So, you know, I would say don't worry so much about it, but if you want to get rid of it, you know, take a step forward and use Jolynn's help.
Very good. Well, Holly, thank you so much for being on the call. And I so applaud you. You have come so far, and your energy has just transformed so much. You are so strong and confident now, and it comes through in your voice. It comes through in your, well, it's just in your energy, but that's coming through in your voice on this call. And I just 100% applaud you for doing this for yourself. And I said this earlier on the call, but no one else could have done this for you. You stepped up and you did it for yourself, and you deserve the applause and the congratulations. And at the same time, there is a fact, and that is the fact that if there's any one person on this planet alive now or who has ever lived at any time in the past who has done something that you also want to do, that means that you can do it also. All you have to do is you have to do what that person did, and you can get to where they got to also. That is just a fact. There's absolutely nothing out there that can hold you back from succeeding. It's all within you. And I know that you know exactly what I'm talking about, Holly. All struggle is within, and it can all be released. And thank you so much for calling in from Bucharest, being on the call, taking the no excuses approach, which you did throughout this entire course, and being there no matter what time of day it was in your time zone, you were there. And that is the no excuses way, and that's why I love living on 123 No Excuses Way USA. And yes, I even have that domain. I haven't done anything with it yet as of the time of this recording, but that is my address. And don't you feel good living on No Excuses Way now, Holly?
I do. And I'm very appreciative of your having developed this program. I don't know how you did it. It's really amazing, and I am so grateful for it. And I just hope that people take advantage of it, because it's the real thing.
Well, thank you, Holly, and thank you for all of your feedback. And I will accept that also. I will accept your thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm more than happy to have helped you and to serve you and to be there with you through all of the good times. And there were some tough times, and that's okay,
right?
Isn't it?
That's right. That's right. It's called growth.
Yes, it is. It's all good. Look where you are. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much, Holly. Thank you for being on this call. And to you out there who is listening, if you resonate with Holly and you would love to get her results, the only way you can do that is, you know, to do what she did. And if you are an action taker, if you are serious about achieving permanent success with your weight, lasting success, getting out of your own way, if you are serious about doing that, you're a high achiever, you're an action taker like Holly, you're smart like Holly, you're very, you know, you've got that spiritual side and you are serious about going for it, then what you can do is apply for a complimentary Getting Acquainted call and just go to stophidingbehindthefat.com/call and do that. It's as simple as that. Thanks again, Holly, and
thank you,
enjoy
Joanna.
The rest. You're welcome. And just enjoy. Thank you so much, Holly.
Okay, bye-bye.